The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Friday, October 1st, 2010, and presidential release number 388. You will notice that this is the first day of October, October being Meet the Blind Month. And you will notice that the last presidential release was made, if I remember right, on the first day of September. This means that for the first time in Federation history, the presidential release has been made on two consecutive months, on the first day of the month. I've been threatening to get these done earlier in the month, because people somehow think that if they come out later in the month, it isn't as good if we've missed the chapter meeting for that month or something. But in any case, we now have two of them on the first of the month in two successive months. I have an announcement here about Braille Readers Are Leaders contest, and this is from Natalie Shaheen. She works here at the NFB Jernigan Institute, and I have pointed out to Natalie that there used to be a person who was a character on the radio named Natalie Attired. So I give you that for whatever it's worth. Natalie says, "The National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille, NAPUB, and the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children are pleased to announce the 28th Annual Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest for students grades K through 12. This contest encourages children around the country to be proud of their ability to read Braille and continually work to improve their skills. As in previous years, students will read as many Braille pages as they can in 2 months, November 1, 2010, through January 4, 2011, to compete for ribbons, cash prizes, and an all-expenses-paid trip to the 2011 NFB National Convention in Orlando, Florida. After a successful 2009-2010 Adult Braille Readers Are Leaders contest, NAPUB and the NFB Jernigan Institute are again offering a contest for mature Braille readers. Adults will compete for cash prizes, national recognition, and bragging rights. Teams of 2 to 5 participants are welcome to compete both in the K-12 and adult contests again this year. Registration begins October 1st, 2010 on this day. Form your teams, get some interesting reading material together, and warm up your fingers. For detailed information about the K through 12 and adult contests, please visit www.nfb.org/BRAL. Braille Readers Are Leaders is what BRAL stands for. You may contact the Jernigan Institute with your questions at BrailleReadersAreLeaders@nfb.org or by calling 410-659-9314, extension 2293. This comes from Natalie Shaheen. On the 28th of September, the BLIO, which is the reading machine that is a program that operates on cell phones and computer platforms, was released to the public. The BLIO is a product produced by the KNFB Reading Technology Company, We have talked about products of the KNFB Reading Technology Company in the past. One of the most well-known of these is the KNFB Reader Mobile, which lets you read material and also lets you identify currency with a program that runs on a cell phone. I carry one in my pocket, and I use it to find out what material is and to read it, and also to identify currency for myself. The second product of the KNFB Reading Technology Company is the Blio, and this is a program which is a reading machine that is designed for use by sighted individuals as well as blind people. Now, the pressure to get this out in September, which we promised to do some time ago, that is the we of the KNFB Reading Technology Company, was such that the original release of the Blio is not an accessible product. I have tested an accessible product, and the accessible product is almost finished. It will be out in October, I am told, by the Vice President of Access for the KNFB Reading Technology Company, that's Jim Gashel. And so there will be a Blio that you can download by the end of October, which is completely accessible. You may have seen an announcement on the internet saying that it's out, and it is. It's not accessible, but it will be within a month. So I look forward to reading books. I have tried it. There are many, 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 many books that are coming out, and that program will make, it is estimated, in a very, very short time, something like 1 million books available to blind people, and consequently we will have a lot of talk about it in the time to come. Since the last time that we got together on the presidential release, we have had the Almost Seminar. The Almost Seminar occurred over Labor Day. Almost is a very good name for this seminar, and I'm looking very much forward to working with the participants in the Almost Seminar in the time to come. We have had work in our Affiliate Action Department of the National Federation of the Blind. We work in the Affiliate Action Department to build affiliates of the organization. The members of the Federation are where the ideas come from and where the power is located, and so we get members into our organization wherever we can find them. Since the last time that we talked on the presidential release, 4 new chapters have been formed in California, and there has been a lot of affiliate action work in other states. I know this, for example, because in Baltimore, Maryland, a number of chapter members came to the chapter meeting for the first time this last chapter, and we are continuing to build in a lot of places. The idea is to stimulate building in our affiliates. We have some people who do this at the national level, but most of the building that happens throughout the country happens in state affiliates. Tim Elder is a young person who is part of the Federation. He is a lawyer. He has graduated from law school. He has been through a lot of the work to become a lawyer. He has taken the bar exam in Maryland, although he was not permitted to take it with the access technology that he wanted to take. And we're still pursuing matters with Tim Elder about that. But he was recognized for his work to bring accessibility to the blind lawyers of the nation and also to work on constitutional matters in the Supreme Court. He did this while he was still in law school. The Daily Record, which is the legal newspaper for Maryland, recognized him on the 29th of September. It gave him an award of those who are very important people who have achieved success in their professions before they reached the age of 40. I remember being under 40 myself, and it was a good time, although, as I would say to Tim Elder, there are still delightful things to do after you gain the age of 40, and it's still a delightful time, so don't let the word 40 be a trouble to you, but it is an honor to be a part of the Federation and to have the Daily Record recognize the work of Tim Elder. Here is an announcement from Anil Lewis. The Blind Driver Challenge of the National Federation of the Blind is our initiative to build a non-visual interface that can convey information about the driving environment in a manner that will permit a blind person to safely operate an automobile. This non-visual interface will also make it possible for blind students to access the educational environment in new ways, and it will create access to employment environments formerly inaccessible to the blind. We are partnering with Virginia Tech, Grand Am, and the Daytona International Speedway to demonstrate this innovative technology prior to the start of the Rolex 24 at Daytona on January 29, 2011. For the first time ever, a blind driver will independently drive a Ford Escape using the second-generation prototype of the non-visual interface technologies developed by the Virginia Tech TORC Torque NFB Blind Driver Challenge Team. If you plan on attending the event, send an email to bdc@nfb.org and let us know if you will need overnight accommodations for Friday, January 28, or Saturday, January 29, or both, or you can visit blinddriverchallenge.org for up-to-date information on our Blind Driver Challenge. If you are coming to Daytona, you should let us know if you need overnight accommodations, but you should let us know in any case, because if you are coming, the likelihood is we're going to try to get a place where people can be in the stands at Daytona so that we can show a presence of blind people in the audience and so that we can have adequate opportunity to make an impression on the people in attendance and also on the press. In other words, we need complete information about your coming, and there may be opportunities to do other things, which is to say, if we have enough reason to do so, we may want to get people to leave there to head to the Washington seminar, and it is conceivable that we will try to work out transportation for that. In other words, complete information about your participation in Daytona is necessary. I did notice that in order for us to have an automobile on the track in Daytona, we had to rent the Daytona Speedway. I admit that it's the first time I've ever considered the possibility of renting a Speedway. We do have a rental agreement with them. All of this comes from Anil Lewis. Also, here's an announcement from our Affiliate Action Department. Earlier this month, we had our first gathering for the 2010 Teacher of Tomorrow program. This program provides a year-round mentoring experience for students who are training to become teachers of the blind. 16 students from across the country came to learn about our resources and our exciting philosophy of blindness. The students even had an opportunity to use the chainsaw. These teachers are going to help to improve the education of blind students, and we are happy to welcome them to the Federation family. As I said at the beginning of the presidential release, this is October, which is Meet the Blind Month, our nationwide campaign to increase awareness of and support for the National Federation of the Blind and our programs. Let's all get out into our communities and be part of the action. Be sure to send your scheduled events to us here so that we can post them on our website, and check out events in your area by visiting www.nfb.org. In addition, we are launching a Text to Give campaign. Be sure to ask attendees at your events to send a text message to the word blind at 85944 to donate $10 to the Imagination Fund. The donation shows up on the phone bill of the person doing the texting. Be sure to spread the word about the NFB, and let's have a fabulous Meet the Blind month. For more information, you can call Becca Cordell at 410-659-9314, extension 2312, or you can email her at bcordell@nfb.org. The idea of the Text to Give program is an effort to try to let people know how they can support us easily and with very small expense. You send your text message, which is the word blind, and that's all you have to put in the text message, to 85944. So if you're speaking to a Lions Club or otherwise, you're making a presentation to a community, you can let them know how they can help the National Federation of the Blind financially, as well as by understanding our information. eBay, the world's largest online marketplace, and the National Federation of the Blind have announced a partnership to create more opportunities for blind Americans to access eBay as buyers and sellers at ebay.com, now which includes enhanced features for users to buy, bid, and sell using the keyboard alone, as well as improved ways to navigate content using assistive technologies such as screen access software. The blind can now more easily connect with eBay's 92 million users and shop from 200 million live listings. In addition, the NFB and eBay will be working to enhance employment and entrepreneurial opportunities for blind Americans. For more information, contact Mark Riccobono by phone at 410-659-9314, extension 2368, or by email at mriccobono, that's M-R-I-C-C-O-B-O-N-O, at nfb.org. The National Federation of the Blind has awarded the Gold Level NFB Non-Visual Access Certification to Instructure for its learning management system. The NFB applauds Instructure's commitment to ensuring equal access to its web-based learning management system for blind students and commends the company for its leadership in web accessibility. The NFB Non-Visual Access Web Certification Program connects website and application developers with leading experts on blindness and accessibility to ensure that their internet sites or applications are fully accessible to and usable by blind people employing screen access software. Applicants go through a rigorous evaluation and testing procedure, and if they choose to, work with a web accessibility consultant to address any accessibility issues discovered during the evaluation process. Once again, the National Federation of the Blind grants the Gold Level NFB Non-Visual Access Certification to Instructure for its learning management system, which is known as Canvas. Congratulations to Instructure. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a few of the customary offerings here. Chris Danielson of Maryland, who is president of the Baltimore chapter and who works here at the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, says, "A grasshopper walked into a bar and ordered a drink. Before filling the order, the bartender said to the grasshopper, 'You know, we have a drink named after you.' The grasshopper looked startled and replied, 'You've got a drink named Stanley?'" Pat Miller, who is also an employee here, says, "She was only a whiskey maker, but he loved her still." Or, "Atheism is a nonprofit organization."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.